order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Happy, happy Thursday, and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:07, 48 degrees, so it's a little cool out there, but we're still having a great time here in the studio. And as always, I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and I am beyond excited because we've got a brand new guest in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Specialist Jeremy Smith, a volunteer with the USO. Jeremy, how are you?
EJ, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. I'm so glad you came in. I love a new face and a fresh voice. So I am beyond excited to see you. I'm glad you're able to make it into the studio on a somewhat of a cold, rainy Thursday, right?
Yeah. Excited to be here.
Good. Very good. I'm glad to hear it. And as always, we've got our question of the day. So we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to pose the question of the day, and then you guys are going to have to stay tuned to hear his answer. So this is going to be a good one. So we've been asking, what is something an adult told you as a kid that you later realized was a lie? Now, we've been getting some really good responses on our Facebook. So for those of you that have not yet made your way over to our Facebook or Instagram page, make sure you do so and check out what other people have to say when it comes to the lies that their parents told them when they were kids. This is bound to be a good one. Also, make sure you continue to keep it here. When we come back, we've got a lot of information to talk about when it comes to the world of the USO. We've got Specialist Jeremy Smith in the building with us this morning, so we're going to do some talking when we return. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That's the station serving you on this beautiful Thursday morning. America's best. And welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ. I am beyond excited. It is Thursday, which means we've got the USO, and we've got Specialist Jeremy Smith, a volunteer with the USO, in the building with us this morning. And as promised, we're going to get right back into our question of the day. So we've been asking, what is something an adult told you as a kid that you later realized was a lie?
So funny enough, it actually goes into the theme with the Liberty Weekend we have coming up for MLK Day. It's Thanksgiving. I was still in high school. My dad told me his brother was a journalist, and once a week, Martin Luther King used to come by the house for dinner. And then after dinner, they would have interviews, and he would work on his paper.
Wow.
So sure enough, during Thanksgiving, the whole family is together. So I asked one of my aunts, I was like, how cool was it to have dinner with Martin Luther King every week?
Right.
And she gave me a look. She said a few words, and I realized my father was lying to me at that point. So since then, I take a lot of stories he tells me with a grain of salt.
I don't blame you for that one, because that's actually pretty funny. I like that. Those are some monumental dinners, let me tell you. Yep. No, that is incredible. I remember one that my dad told me. And you know what? Even to this day, I mean, it was such a great lie that I started to wonder if there was any truth behind it. But he used to tell me that he was the voice behind some of the biggest songs in his day, one of them being Spanish Harlem. Another Otis Redding, Stand By Me. That apparently wasn't him. That was all my dad. He was the one that provided the powerful vocals behind some of those heavy hitters.
Okay, so your dad was famous.
Yes,
trends.
He was famous. And okay. I'm like, well, if you were so famous, why are we struggling? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to connect the dots. It's like that meme with that woman. She's got, like, the board. And it's like that calculus is coming off the board. And she's trying to make it make sense. She's just looking in the air. She's kind of pulling all these symbols. The numbers aren't adding up. It's just, it's strange. Strange and unusual things.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have you in the studio. One of the biggest things for me is, especially when we have new people coming in, especially the volunteers, which is big. And I love that so much. So could not be happier to have you here in the studio. And to get started, I know we talked about it as well in one of our earlier programs this morning, is troop time. Something to get pretty excited about on a Thursday.
It is. Troop time is a weekly event the USO hosts down on at the terminal on NAS 2. And basically it is the USO putting on a free lunch for everybody on base, whether you are US service members, whether you're from a different nation with NATO, everybody's invited down, and we do weekly lunches. So sometimes it'll be chili dogs. This week, today actually, from 12 to 1, we will be serving tacos.
Ooh.
And it's just a chance for, you know, you to get out of the office, take a little break during your lunch. We have a PS5. We have a Nintendo Switch. We have a lot of sailors that come down and host their own Mario Smash Bros. Party or Mario Kart party while taking a break from the office and having lunch. So it's a good opportunity for anybody to come down and just get away from the office, take a break, unwind, turn off, relax, get a good meal, and then go back to the office recharged.
I like that. I like that a lot because there's not much that can be done. And I love the fact that the USO thinks about its service members so much so, even veterans, that they're willing to say, hey, you know what? We should have some activities lined up for them. Something very interesting to kind of break up that monotony of that workday. And so I think that is absolutely huge. Plus, who doesn't want a taco, right?
Exactly.
Like smack dab
something
in the middle of a workday.
A taco in the middle of the day just, all right, I'm coming back to work with a smile.
That's it.
I'm happy. Why are you happy? I had tacos.
I did. I was at the USO and we had tacos. We had a great time.
Do I need any other reason?
Which is amazing. I actually told Casey some time ago, I used to volunteer at the USO back when I was in eighth school, and I absolutely enjoyed watching the smiling faces that would come in. They would sign in almost immediately when we were talking about any and everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And they could just come in and unwind, which is really, really big, especially for those of us who are incredibly productive, who like to maximize our time. But even then, we have to be reminded, you kind of got to disconnect in order to recharge.
Yes.
And that is a huge, huge deal, especially when it comes to being productive. In fact, we just put it out. Today is, believe it or not, National Nothing Day. Believe it or not, it is the strangest thing. But today is a day to just kind of celebrate pausing just for a moment and kind of enjoying the moment and not really worried about your schedule.
Okay, good to know. I'll take that in writing and bring that to work this afternoon. So
that
we know
part,
that.
Exactly. It's like, how busy do you have to be that they had to coordinate a National Nothing Day to just do nothing at all? So, no, but I definitely love that. And I cannot thank you enough, especially as one of the volunteers, because something Casey talks about a great deal. She just adores our volunteers, the USO's volunteers, because you guys do some amazing work. So thank you so much for that. In fact, we're going to be talking about that a little bit more in detail when we return. So make sure for those of you that are listening in that you continue to keep it here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a really cool club that's happening that gets all of our little kiddos interested and invested in their community. This is 105.9. You're back in the studio with DJ EJ. I am here with specialist Jeremy Smith, a volunteer with the USO. And we've been talking about troop time. We've got so many really cool things happening within the USO that you guys ought to be aware of, especially now, because it's such a beautiful thing, a weekly thing to really kind of just break up that work day. And that way you can have a really great time, enjoy. And today they're featuring tacos, which is awesome. So you can play your Switch, have a taco, and really just engage with other people who are also taking a break from the regular workday. So now we're going to shift gears just a little bit. So now we're talking about a really cool club that I enjoy hearing about because it's time that we keep our little ones in the forefront, right? And keep them very active. So what's happening in the world of the USO when it comes to our little ones?
So on the 21st, after this nice, much-needed four-day weekend that we have coming up, the USO will be hosting a teddy bear club on Marini, and I believe it'll be at the youth center, not the youth center. Yeah, the youth center up front by the gate.
Yeah.
And teddy bear club is a chance for the moms or dads who are at home with the young ones, bring them together. The USO will provide snacks and some kind of activity to basically just get people out of the house, bring them together, help people that are stuck at home make friends.
Yeah.
This week specifically, the USO will be from 10 a.m. to 11. They'll be making snow globes, and the kids will have a chance to learn a little bit about MLK. And it's just a great time for parents and toddlers to be able to connect.
Yes. And you know what? For me, every time I hear about it, I always think about our kids. And I'm like, I don't want our little, as Casey does this thing, and I just love it. She says, she calls them our little patrons. And I remember the first time she said that was my exact response. I laughed. I said, that is the cutest reference I've ever heard. But I think it is important to keep them at the forefront and making sure that we're keeping them engaged, especially early on, because it is not easy when you're overseas and you're trying to establish those social relationships. And I can only imagine in this day and age, especially when it comes to our little ones, everything that they deal with. And we are living in an age of social media and advanced technology, exactly, where it seems like it just encourages our kids to just stay indoors, right, and not be sociable. So I think it's tremendous that the USO would put something together and say, hey, look, even in your formative years, you're going to learn the importance of developing those social skills early.
You're going to need to learn how to smile and say hi to people and make connections. And
right.
It's a good thing we have programs like this, so
Indeed.
That way we get out the house.
Yes.
And again, being overseas, you said it's hard. It's great for the service members at work to know, hey, my kids have something to do during the day. My spouse is getting out the house, making friends.
Right.
Not just stuck at home. And it relieves a little bit of stress for you as a service member, knowing, hey, family is not just centered around me. They have their own things to do. So that's great, too.
Yeah, it really, really is. And this is also even a cool opportunity for the parents, too, to connect.
Yeah.
Because I know we talk about the kids and making sure that they get out and have a great time and enjoy. But even for those, now you can kind of start networking and connecting with other people. And now you have little kiddos that they can kind of meet with one another and kind of have these little play dates, if you will. And so I think the Teddy Bear Club does an awesome job at just kind of extending that invitation for those of you that are not getting out. I can't tell you how many times we've heard the phrasing, oh, there's nothing to do. And I'm like, you cannot be serious. With everything that the USO is doing, Fleet and Family, MWR, even with the Red Cross, Navy Marine Corps, between volunteering opportunities, our Teddy Bear Club and Troop Time, from all the tours even that MWR offers, and even with community recreation, they're offering things here in-house. There's just too much to do to say that. So I'm like, there's just no way. There's no way.
You got to be able to... some of the stuff I will say you have to go look for, you have to find, but they're readily available online, on Facebook.
Over the radio.
Let
it be known. So there's always something to do. And one of the things that I find particularly remarkable is when we come across some really unusual events or things that don't happen every single month. Mm. And so we always make it a point, too, to say, hey, we definitely want to make sure we broadcast that. We bring that to light. And while we do appreciate all of our readily available events that are taking place, even the eccentric or different ones, I'm like, you know what? We definitely need to hear more about that one. So that I like. So for those of you that are interested, you can take advantage of the Teddy Bear Club because it's just a great opportunity for your kids to get out of the house, to be able to enjoy, and even for the adults as well in your lives to be able to connect with one another, even while they're overseas. Make sure you keep it here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the importance of, you guessed it, volunteering. You're listening to 105.9. All right, and you are back in the studio with DJ EJ. I'm here with Specialist Jeremy Smith, a volunteer with the USO. We've been talking during the break about a ton of things that the USO is doing, and I'm just beyond excited. Now, I know we made mention, we're going to be talking about volunteering, if it's all right with you. We can put a pin in the volunteering for just a moment because we were talking about something that was just as exciting as volunteering as well. So I know with the USO, and they are infamous for this, there's always a lot of like canine comfort related events. And I'm a huge dog lover anyway, so I'm beyond excited to talk about this. So what do we have to look forward to, or what is it like the USO does when it comes to canine comfort?
So the USO started this program maybe a year and a half ago to where regular volunteers will go through a very short training program, but very effective, to where they bring their dogs in, they get certified, and they basically become therapy dogs.
Wow.
To the point where the dogs will come to the center and they'll just chill at the center. And people that come in, they get to come by and pet a dog, see a dog, spend time with the dog while they're waiting on a flight or just taking a break from getting a coffee in the middle of their day.
Wow.
It's changed a little bit. We don't necessarily do it at the center anymore, but what commands can do is request that they have some puppies or some dogs come by to their actual command, and we'll do a walkthrough with the dogs, bring a little fur, bring a little smiles, bring a little wagging tails to your command in the middle of the day, just to, you know, put some smiles on the sailors' faces. And
yes.
Just boot. Everybody loves puppies.
You know
what? Everybody loves dogs.
That is so very true. And I'm big when it comes to this because I've had dogs for as long as I can remember, honestly. As long as I have been living, I've had dogs. And even I say that I have a dog even now. It's actually my husband's dog.
Yeah.
He's absolutely beautiful. His name is Shotgun. He's an absolutely beautiful dog. And when I tell you, I'm going to show you pictures during the break. When I tell you, I have literally told him, you know, when I come home, I'm happy to see you, but I'm really happy to see Shotgun. Like, I when I purchased that flight, it was with him in mind. Not necessarily you.
Yeah.
Just a dog. But no, I think it's pretty amazing because this also kind of goes back to what we were discussing before, those struggles that come with being overseas. And so it almost kind of feels, in a sense, like you're kind of plucked out of your normal day-to-day, and you're trying to kind of figure some things out. And really, you're kind of creating a new system of normal, if whatever that is,
yeah.
right, when it comes to being overseas. So the fact that there is an organization that thinks enough of the military community to say, hey, we're going to put this program together, and we're just going to bring canines and people like into the same space to really just kind of help boost that morale, I think is phenomenal. And I personally would never think to do something like that.
Yeah, I saw firsthand at like some bigger bases where the dogs will walk around like the hospital or just around base and stuff, like at launch duel, they'll come by the USO center, they're walking through the hospital to bring boost a little people's morale and stuff.
Yeah.
Here, a lot smaller center, a lot smaller of a base. But first-handed, I know when I first started doing this with my my dog, Bucky Barnes, shout out to Bucky, there was a family that came in and they saw on Facebook that Canine Comfort Crew.
Yeah.
And I think their dog was sick or had just passed.
Oh.
So there was three kids and a mom. I saw two of the kids very young. Obviously, they missed their dog, but they just saw a puppy. And then the oldest one, still young,
mm-hmm.
but he just wasn't taking a really good liking to Bucky because it's not his dog.
Right.
And I saw that. In that 15, 20 minutes, Bucky kept being Bucky, kept going up mm-hmm. and nose-butting him and rubbing against him. And then next thing you know, he started playing with Bucky and you saw a smile on his face. So at first, I was like, oh, that's cute.
Right.
We got dogs. People can come pet puppies. But then you actually get to see, no matter how often it doesn't happen, the one or two times it does happen, the impact, like you said, being overseas, not mm-hmm. being in your norm. Having to find new norms.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
It was nice. It was great.
Right, right.
It was very rewarding.
And I want to say, too, because I think not too long ago, actually, we celebrated what was known as National Hug Your Pet Day, which was huge because what I didn't realize was that there's actually research that suggests that it helps to actually kind of boost those mood levels,
mm-hmm.
which is so necessary. Even for those that may not necessarily, you hadn't been raised with a dog or even with a pet, but there's just something about the presence of having that wonderful canine companion, or just even if you're more of a cat lover, which I never understood them, but that's another story for another time. Yet and still, I think it's really important to have that because it is necessary to be able to help boost the morale, especially for those that do feel a little disconnected from the rest of the world, even when they're serving here temporarily. So that is huge. And I am definitely going to keep an eye out for the Canine Comfort Crew when they come through. And for those of you that are interested as well, or if you're not familiar with the program, it is an awesome, awesome opportunity to get involved. You can stop by the center. There are times in which the canines will make their way around as well. So that could be another thing, too. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And in addition, because we've promised it, I want to shift gears just a little bit. We're talking about canines, but people are great, too, especially when we're talking about volunteering. And I think that is kind of a lost thing in some regards. People tend to be so productive. We tend to lose sight. We need to put a pause when it comes to the work, right? And we need to be able to serve others as well in a different capacity.
And
so you talk to us a little bit about volunteering at the USO?
So let's start off with, I guess, my personal experience volunteering.
Yes.
I volunteered at my command when I was in Arizona with both the USO and MWR. And then I got here and had a coworker like, hey, do you want to volunteer? Here's the link. Go sign up. I'll take you to the center. It's like, cool. Met Hajir. At the time, I met Trinity, and everybody was just so welcoming, so inviting. Hajir, for the longest time, she was just so inviting, so laid back. I didn't realize she was an actual employee. I was like, this is the kind of people we have volunteering, so bubbly and inviting. I was like, wow.
Love it.
This is
love
great.
And shout out to Hajir as well, because she's
Hajir.
Also been here at the station a few times.
Yes.
So. Very good.
I've volunteered for almost the entire 3 years I've been here.
Unreal.
And it's just, sometimes it is it's rewarding, but also sometimes you're doing some things you don't like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Going outside, standing in the heat.
Yeah, it can be.
Putting on events for some of the kids of Mare and I or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not super fun, but it's a give and take thing. Sometimes volunteering is, oh, we're doing this really fun event. We're hosting this concert. You get to meet former NFL linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then you do some other things that, hey, we need bodies here to show face, show support. Sure. And it's a give and take thing.
And I got to say, it is remarkable because I see a lot of the same faces. And when I do, it really kind of it speaks to the USO because the fact that our volunteers, or the USO's volunteers rather, are incredibly loyal. And you guys are really dedicated to the mission, which I can appreciate as well. Seeing you out there with your smiling faces and T-shirts and being able to be at these live performances, the USO does an incredible job at like solidifying their presence when it comes to being here on base and just all throughout the military community. I think it's tremendous. I absolutely do. So big shout out to all of the volunteers. Casey always does an incredible job at letting it be known. She really does appreciate our volunteers, but the USO at large really does, because where would that organization be without you guys? You know, you guys
exactly.
do such amazing, amazing work when it comes to putting these events together and then really just managing them in the process. It's huge. It's absolutely big.
I've been to bigger centers and they have teams
of
people, including volunteers. And then here, you have Casey and Hajir.
Yeah. And
so
they
really
those are some powerhouses, let me tell you. Those two are something else.
A lot.
They really do.
You might see them for half a second.
Yeah. And they're
off. I have a meeting. We're going to do this event real quick. Can you volunteer for 10 minutes real quick? Keep an eye on the center. Thanks.
But it's awesome. And I know they also have very flexible hours, too. I know that from personal experience. So for those of you that are interested, or if you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer, the USO has a number of different positions, a number of different shifts in which you can take on. And that way you can work a little bit better within your personal work schedule. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be providing some contact information for those of you that are interested in the Teddy Bear Club, Troop Time, if you'd like to volunteer as well, and just take advantage of all of these incredible opportunities that come together for you and mine. I totally love that song. I think that is absolutely amazing. Okay, so we are back in the studio. For those of you who are just joining us, we are ending our hour here, and I am so excited because we have one of our USO volunteers in the studio this morning, and we've been talking about everything from, you name it, Teddy Bear, Troop Time, Canine Comfort Crew, and then we talked about the importance of volunteering, and now the most important thing, how do people go about contacting you if they have any questions or if they would like to volunteer with the USO?
So, if you would like to volunteer with the USO, if you're a chief or a commander who wants to request any services from the USO, there's a DSN. You can call 624-6377. Any of the volunteers there should be able to answer some questions for you, or at least get Casey or Hajir on the phone, or take your information and have them call you back to get more details about your request. If you want to volunteer, you can come by the center and talk, or you can go online to volunteers.uso.org. And there'll be some questions. You can sign up, fill out an application, and then come into the center and then finish out the application process. Typically, once a week, maybe every other week on Mondays, they'll do orientation. Hajir will give you the rundown and then officially approve your application so that way you can start to volunteer with the USO.
That is remarkable. And tell me, what is something just personally, I think, that you've gained your personal experience as a volunteer?
As silly as it sounds, I'm going to go with actually getting to know. I'm an Army guy.
Yeah.
Moving here to a Navy command, I had no idea what any of the ranks were, how to do things, what a chief was.
Yeah.
So getting a firsthand experience with obviously a huge Navy presence, seeing all the different Navy ranks and people and stuff, and just seeing everybody interact and how there's a difference between that chief at work and then that chief that comes out to help the petty officers to volunteer and work with them on more of a personal level.
Got it. Okay. I can't thank you enough. I know this being your first time here on radio, it is always such a pleasure. And we were talking during the break. I remember it's Hajira's very first time on the air, and now she is just a regular. And we love having her here, as well as Casey. So whenever you guys get the opportunity to stop by the studio and speak with us about all of the happenings with the USO and really how it's impacting our community, I cannot help but be so grateful. And then even just when I think it can't get any more fun or exciting, and then I see you guys. just representing where, whenever there's major performances happening, you guys are always on the front lines when it comes to that. And so I cannot thank you enough. A huge shout out to all of our USO volunteers, even our USO employees as well, because you guys make a significant difference in our community. Whether you see, feel, or even realize it, you absolutely do. So thank you so much to Specialist Jeremy Smith, one of the volunteers with the USO, for being here with us. And hopefully this won't be the last time we see you.
Oh, no, definitely. Hopefully not. I will be back next month for sure.
That is it. You let them know he is back on the air. And then when you do get back, before you come back, we're going to have to come with a DJ name for you. I think so. Yeah, that's going to have to be a thing. So that's going to be your homework assignment. When you leave, you got to come with a DJ name. And I'm like, hey, this is one of our honorary DJs.
Perfect.
So then you'd have to come back.
Perfect. Army family, I'm going to ask for your help. Army people listening.
That's it.
Help me come up with a good DJ name, all right?
Absolutely. And they're probably listening in like, challenge accepted. That's how you know
you'll get the best.
I'm talking
to you, Mr. Coles. I'm talking to you, Mr. Coles.
That's how you get the best names, right? No, I love it. Thank you so much for being here in the studio with us. I really appreciate it.
DJ EJ, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for all of you that are listening, please make sure that you take advantage of all of the opportunities that the USO offers. They've got troop time happening today at noon, so go get some tacos. Step away from the desk, right? Because it's not healthy having your lunch at your desk, and just learn to enjoy the day. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We've got your news and sports, and tune in this afternoon with our very own DJ Diesel. Thank you for tuning in with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and make sure to continue to keep it here. This is 105.9.